Wonder Soul.
Patreon bonus episode, take one. I'm currently outside walking around in my neighborhood. It's kind of rare that I get sunlight these days. I'm currently a night owl in its purest form. I'm working the third shift at my new job. Many of you who listen frequently know that I've mentioned it. And if you're close to me, I've also brought it up. It's been a big change. So this is the one of those moments I actually get to walk outside and get some sunlight. And it's not hot as fuck. It's a little warm, but there's a cool breeze in there. And I'll tell you what, the humidity is absent, at least at this moment of the day. So it's nice. Hurricane Ida just basically came by. I think with it, it brought a change of weather, which I am welcoming because I don't really like summers anymore. I think just growing up where I grew up now, grew up then, I guess, is a better way to phrase it. Here in the southeastern parts of the United States, it's interesting. I just feel like summer as an adult is just a different thing. It's such a different breed. I remember having so many fantastic memories in the summer growing up. Absolutely. But before I get into anything or get to rambling, because this is also a first, I'm recording outside because, like I said, I'm tired of being inside. But this is a Patreon bonus pick episode available to everyone who supports and listens to the podcast, who supports on YouTube, wherever. Appreciate you. Thank you. Shout out to Spidronaut. He's the one that decided to respond to one of the Patreon posts when I was asking, you know, hey, what are some subjects you guys want to hear on the podcast? And he basically was referencing like summer, like, you know, what happened this summer? Looking forward to fall, you know, football right around the corner, stuff like that. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm sure I can work that in somewhere. So shout out to Spider and I for supporting on Patreon and everybody who does support on Patreon at patreon.com/wondersoul. You got a dollar tier, $3 tier, $5 tier. Just a way to support the content and everything, the podcast, the YouTube channel. Because I really don't make any money off the ad revenue or anything like that. I don't think really anything gets monetized. If it does, I'm not seeing anything from it. So, you know, so I really appreciate those who have taken the extra step and supporting what I do. Because, you know, the summer brought a lot of changes for me when it came to content. I think they were already bound to take place. But, you know, getting this new job is such a next. Oh, snap, that dog just scared me. Oh, I forgot there's the dog in that house over there. There's the other one. Sorry, guys. This is raw and uncut, okay? So, you know, every now and then you get these Nexus events, right? Where just, like, everything changes. And I had one of those this summer in a few different ways. Some bad, some good. And one of those good things was, you know, getting this new job. Along with that, just, yeah, the way I approach content was already changing. During the summer, I was just like really not sure what was going on. I was like burnt out on so many different levels. I've been treating Wonder Soul like a full-time job, you know, and I was trying to constantly think up ideas and stuff like that. So once I got that job, it just put me on a routine. Like, took me out of that element and stuck me somewhere else and gave me something else to devote my time to. put my focus and energy into. And then a couple other events took place. So like the summer was a mixed bag, honestly. Like, I think I can speak for at least myself that there was a moment where I thought like, oh, you know, it seems like the world's going to heal up a little bit. And here we are, early part of September, and things are just weird still. Super weird. So, by the way, no matter when you're listening to this, I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're safe. I hope your friends and family are doing good. Shit's weird out there, man. Just is. So be careful, no matter what. I think it's like that. The world's a dangerous place, no matter what time in history, but currently we got a lot going on. So in the background of the summer, you got all that going on. You know, a lot of just different changes, and it's just hot, man. It's hot down here. Like, it's like I want to be outdoors, but it's summers are just so dreadful down here for me, because I'm not from the South. Yeah, I'm just not from the South. Like, I'm from up north, northeast the United States. I was born there, lived there for about like 10 years, and we moved down here. But in that, like, I never got used to the heat down here. But, like, I still had a good time growing up. I think most people do, if you're lucky, you know. A lot of great memories, a lot of good times. And, you know, you try to do what you can during the summer when you're an adult. But, man, you got to keep working. Got to keep being productive. Got to keep doing a lot of stuff. I don't know what they're doing. I think it's my neighbor. Like, they're vacuuming their garage. I don't know. But, yeah, being an adult with summer is just weird, man. It's not as fun. You gotta make your own good times. It's your responsibility, man, to make time for that. In the summer, if you have, like, summer things that you enjoy, I'm sure, like, you know, taking a vacation. A lot of people take a vacation in the summer. So, it's been kind of hard to do that right now, but yeah, still. But yeah, like, I don't know. It was a weird summer. It just was weird. A lot of good happened, some bad. Things changed. I hope they're for the better. You know? Like, I'm pretty optimistic. I try to be optimistic. I don't know about you, but, you know, it's kind of easy to not be. You know? But staying optimistic, I don't know, for me, it just helps me consider that good things are up ahead. I don't know what, I don't know when, but even though there might be a drought or so, like, there's got to be something cool coming up around the corner. And, like, you got to just make the small things matter, man. Like, this is going to sound like a paradox or something, but basically what I think is, like, you have a lot of control, a lot more control over things than you think. But the opposite is also the same. Like, you don't have a lot of control over a lot of things either. A lot of those things that you do have control are very close to your orbit. You know, like, imagine your body is a planet. You have an orbit. Like, Earth really doesn't have the same, it has an effect, but it doesn't have a direct effect on Saturn, right? Something that's in its solar system, in its, you know, area, but it doesn't have a direct impact like it does, like, the moon, right? Like, doesn't, they play off of each other. The Earth and the moon play off of each other. There's certain things in your life that I feel like are within your orbit. And those are the things you can control. And if at anything, like, what's on your planet is one of the places that you usually get most of the control. That's not the case every time. But, you know, It's just been such a wild couple years. Like, something that I'm, like, learning or trying to learn or willing to, you know, listen about is just handling stress. Like, I feel like we have so much stress. A lot of people that I interact with, a lot of us have tons of stress on a day-to-day. And, like, that shit eats at your soul, man. Like, it can make things super difficult to enjoy. Because you're just always stressed out. Like, there's a problem. There's something to solve. There's something to change. There's something to stop. There's something to start. Whew, that can get exhausting. Am I right? I mean, I went on this very extreme self-help, you know, ultra believing in, like, making changes and, like, you know, if life wasn't what I wanted it to be, I could change it. I mean, I still believe that, but, you know, there's certain problems or environments that no matter how much you change, that environment won't change. And that might be what the problem is in the first place. And so you're thinking that by focusing so much on making certain changes in your life, that it'll consequently or inconsequently alter others. That's not always the case. Like, I mean, leading by example and instead of, like, telling people what to do, like, showing them what to do can be something that has more benefit in the long run, I think. You know, like, something else I'm trying to learn is just to listen. You know, in the last 3 years of doing this podcast, I've done a lot of talking. And that's why I'm kind of pulling away from the solo stuff. You know, that's one of the reasons. I want to, like, today is different. I think it's healthy and nice to get an opportunity just to talk uninterrupted, train of thought, uncut, see where it goes. Start here, end up there. On top of that, like, I really like conversations and having that dance with people intellectually, emotionally, you know, going back and forth, asking each other questions, hearing different perspectives, learning of new opinions, better understanding, all of that, right? So, I don't really feel like, as someone who's a jack of all trades, do I really have anything that I could add to the book of life that hasn't already been said. But I can, like, I don't know. I can find that we're all so different, yet all so much the same. And that, like, if you take time to listen and learn from one another, you can teach as well, you know? I don't know. It's like this weird reverse law. Like, by doing the opposite, the actual outcome that you want will take place. I don't know. So, I'm looking forward to fall. There's another dog. There's so many dogs in my neighborhood. I'm sure everybody has that. Maybe. We all project. I'm just, like, thinking, yeah, everyone in the world has dogs in their neighborhoods and a ton of them. But yeah, fall is, like, the time of year I look forward to the most. It's very exciting. It's very soothing. I feel like I'm just in my prime during that time of year. A lot of stuff going on. Football, obviously, is about to start up. I'm excited for that. Things of that nature. Let's see what happens. There's a couple of cars driving by. See what happens. Hey. There we go. I mean, this is no different than me being on the phone, I'm assuming. I don't think they know I'm actually kind of talking to myself, but we'll see what happens. I might trash this whole thing. you're listening to this, I guess that didn't happen. All right. There's our intermission. I don't even know where I was at now. Oh, fall. Fall's great. I fucking love it. It cools down. You know, summer's down here in the South. You know, you feel such rewards from the cooling of the temperatures and everything. Like, that's when I really get outdoors a lot. Where some people get out a lot more in the summer. Like, for me, sometimes it's just like, it's too hot to actually enjoy anything. From my perspective, even right now, it's a little toasty. As I walk, maybe it's like a little bit warmer than it would be if I was just hanging out in the shade. But yeah, there's a lot to look forward to, and I think that keeps my spirits high. Like, at the end of the year, there's my birthday, there's all the holidays, like Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, even Labor Day is right around the corner, and I got something planned for that. So I'm excited, like... And with this new job, it's opened up a lot more opportunities for different, you know, things and stuff to look forward to. So I'm excited about that. I haven't really had that for a while. So yeah, I'm looking forward to college football. I think it's going to be a great season. It's going to be interesting now with all the players getting paid. I've talked to my friend Grant about doing a sports related show at least once a month, mainly focused on football, because even though we pay attention for the most part to other sports, those are the go-to. So I'll let you know if that happens this month. That'd be really fun. I know he's excited about college football. I'm really excited about the New England Patriots and the NFL, and we're in a fantasy football league together this year, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, so there's a lot of cool things that I look forward to. Like, summers are all right. I get through them. This one wasn't too hot until the very end, which seemed to be right when I started working. But one of the benefits of working on night shift is, at least during the hotter months, I get to avoid a lot of that blunt heat, you know, so that's great. But what else? I mean, a couple more reflections, I guess, pertaining to summer, because I think that's inherently what this episode should be about. But, you know, like, a lot of cool things have, like, come into my life, and I'm experiencing a lot of cool new things, new people, new places on a regular basis. Recently, I've been getting into Death Stranding, and I love it so much. You'll probably hear a conversation related to that this month. Once I finish the game, I'm going to get a couple people on and talk about it. Kojima, who made Metal Gear Solid, that series, you know, the stealth military type games, he made this. And there's a lot to it, and I'll make sure to, like, do some research as well once I finish the game, which I'm trucking along. I've been streaming live on YouTube. I don't know. Like, I got a new headset so I could talk and have a mic right up there on my headset. It sounded all right. That way I could just relax and enjoy the game. But if anybody wanted to pop in and hang out, like, you're more than welcome. But... not putting a lot of, like, fancy streamer energy into it. It's just me chilling, playing a game. So, if that's your kind of thing, stop by on YouTube. I'm thinking of, like, what I want to do, because, you know, that channel, I put a lot into it, and it took a lot of hard work, and it takes a lot of time. So, I don't obviously have that anymore, but if I could just do something to keep content coming to that channel until maybe I do have time in the future and I want to do it, like, there you go. You know, I didn't give up on it. And it wouldn't be technically giving up if I didn't, you know, just being realistic about where I'm at in my life right now. Because I came home, I played Death Stranding, I streamed it. Then I decided, grab your phone, your AirPods, walk outside, and record. Like, fit it in. Don't know how I'm going to talk, how long I'm going to talk for, or how this will even work, but do it. So I did it. You know, so it's just like, I think I'm trying to allow myself to just adjust to my new schedule and everything. And then with that, let content follow behind. Like, I'm currently working on Wonders of Sounds Volume 17. And I'm taking my time with it. I'm really excited. Like, I really enjoy those. And you guys seem to really like them. And I hope you guys are checking out all the producers that are involved with those projects. And support them however you can. I've been working on, you know, different things here and there, just because I do enjoy creating. And no matter what the summer was and whatever the fall may be, like, I still will create to some extent. And I'm trying to be, you know, as consistent as possible. And I think everyone listening right now understands how chaotic, how unstable, how unpredictable life can be, right? And, you know, I've learned a lesson through doing content and then getting back into working, like, just how precious your free time is. That there's a lot of things you can do, but, like, always ask yourself, what do you really want to do? And don't let yourself all the time talk yourself out of it, because sometimes we do have to suck it up and be productive, do shit we don't want to do, and make, you know, and use that time for things that we wouldn't really suggest first or second or third. But we still got to do it, because that's just life and we all have responsibilities. And but so when you do have that moment, that afternoon, that night, that morning, that weekend, whatever, when that door does open, what are you walking through it to do? Because you don't always get that time. So what it did for me, it just made me evaluate my energy. And what was I putting out and what was I getting back? Honestly, the equivalent exchange of energy here. You know what I'm saying? Like, just saying that there was a lot of things that I personally can relate to, the fact of putting in and not getting enough back to justify the time and energy and everything that was going into it. And, like, maybe sometimes that's necessary to get started, right, with certain things. But you always have to have those checkpoints, those moments, those people where you're able to reassess and adapt and adjust. Because a very useful skill, I think, in life is adaptability, like being able to adapt. Because it's not always going to go according to plan. And sometimes that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's a good thing. Where you didn't know you wanted or needed to be, you end up there, you know, off of like such a wild roller coaster of events that just kind of took you down the river. And then you washed up ashore in some completely random place, but it was good. And sometimes it is bad, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, you have to learn how to, like, go with the flow, like, and enjoy whatever time you do have. And when things are good, and when you do feel healthy, and when you are, you know, around certain people or able to do this certain thing, you should feel like you're in the moment. And when you notice that you're not, that's a clear sign that you're not connecting with it anymore. Whether it's a person, whether it's a place, an environment, you know, whether it's a hobby or something, a job. Like, if the days that you end up showing up to those things and you're thinking of other things and rather be other places more times than the opposite is true, then it's time to adapt, readjust, reassess, reset. And it's never too late. Never too late. You're never too old either. Like, I got freaked out about turning 30. I spent my 20s really exploring a lot and trying a lot of things. And on one hand, I saw so many people that were benefiting from the fruits of their labors from the dedication and commitment. So just very interesting to see how it all pans out. Sorry, a random truck just showed up and they kind of did that slow roll and I'm like, what? Who? But they're pulling in across the street. Anyways, take all this for what it is worth. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode from my iPhone as I walked around my neighborhood on a random, I think, Thursday morning. I will be preparing some content soon. Like I said, I've been streaming on YouTube. I don't think I'll ever go back to Twitch. So, sorry. Other than that, thank you guys for supporting. I hope you guys enjoyed these episodes. Thank you to all the Patreon supporters. Thank you to everybody who listens, who watches. I appreciate you, and I hope you guys have a good day. Cool. All right. Let's wrap this up. Wonder soul. Wonder soul. Wonder soul. Wonder soul. Wonder soul.